Welcome to Podcast at Boatwright. I am Lucretia McCulley, Director of Outreach Services at Boatwright Library. Our author today is Dr. Jan French, Assistant Professor of Anthropology. Her new book, Legalizing Identities, Becoming Black or Indian in Brazil's Northeast, shows how law can successfully serve as the impetus for the transformation of cultural practices and collective identity. Jan, thank you for joining us today. To start off our conversation, what inspired you to write on this particular topic?
Well, I have always been interested in ethnic and racial identity, but particularly the question of choice and how is it possible, or is it possible for somebody to choose to change their ethnic or racial identity over the course of their lifetime. So, for example, in the United States, you have people who are of African American descent or African Americans who are very light skinned, who in the past would pass as white, and that was a choice that they made. And there is a lot of literature on that. And then in terms of ethnicity, the question of whether if somebody is, say, Jewish and they decide, well, I'm not going to be Jewish anymore, is that possible? So that's really where it starts for me personally, those kinds of questions. And then I practiced law for 15 years, and so I have a lot of legal background. And I noticed when I was in Brazil that there were laws that were creating opportunities for people to change their ethnic or racial identities. So, for example, in the book, I talk about a community of African-descended peasants, people who, rural workers, who chose to become an Indian tribe, and how the government of Brazil recognized them as an Indian tribe. And one of the things that I find really fascinating about that is to think about that comparatively to the United States and whether such a thing would be possible, could be possible in the United States, specifically with regard to Black Indians in the United States.
All right, thank you. How did students contribute to the development of this book?
Well, you know, students are really important. And in this case, I'm not the kind of social scientist who uses students as research assistants necessarily. But what I do accomplish with students is I use my teaching as a way of developing my ideas. And I find that students sometimes come up with ideas that are just that trigger thoughts that help me write. And in particular with this particular book, I taught a course on race and ethnicity in Latin America a number of years ago, and the syllabus included a lot of the literature that I ended up using as the basis for my theoretical foundation of this book. And the student having teaching that course and having students engage with questions of race and ethnicity was really important to the development of my ideas in the book.
All right. Well, thinking about the University of Richmond community, how do you think our community can use this book to address issues of social justice on campus?
Well, I think that one of the things that anthropology has to offer is getting people to think in different ways and to go down different to think in terms of different kinds of logics and to go down different pathways. In particular, I think that when we talk about a concept like race, we think of it in a very natural sense. You know, a lot of times we just automatically, we look at somebody, we say, oh, what are you? The idea that that what you are is the color of your skin, or what you are, you know, is something that can be seen on the surface, when in fact it's not. And so how do we go beyond these the labels that race imposes in the United States, say black or white, and think more in terms of what a person does? So, for example, when you think about Indian Native American communities, and there's a lot of controversy over whether people are claiming Native American identity simply for, say, instrumental purposes, or to become a member of a tribe in order to benefit from something, you know, government services or a casino or something like that. And you say, well, how do you know whether a person is a Native American Indian? And of course, in the United States, it's often determined by what we call blood, which of course is a metaphor. So instead of thinking in terms of blood, it might be useful to think in terms of community. And is a person accepted in the community? Does a person participate in certain cultural practices? So as I tell all of my students, and they're probably, if they listen to this, they'll say, oh, there we go again. I often tell students that the verb to be is the most overused verb in the English language. So I tell them it's not about who or what you are, it's about what you do. And I think that if we pursue that, we can move towards a society where we really pay attention to what people do as opposed to how they look or what they're labeled.
All right, thank you. I think that's very relevant for us. And how would you envision undergraduate students using your book for their study and research?
Well, this book is really geared, it's written in a way that undergraduates can understand it. It's not heavy on difficult theoretical concepts. It's got stories in it. Some of the chapters could be taken and used separately in different courses, and specifically not, you know, I am a Latin Americanist because I study Brazil, but it could very easily be used in a course about race or a course about Native Americans or that sort of thing, and even in political science, you know, and in history, because there's history in it. So I think that it's a kind of book that could be either read as a whole or could be read as individual chapters.
And our last question, how did Library Services support you in writing this book?
Well, you know, I'm a really big fan of the library, and I'm hoping that computers will never take the place of the library. And one of the things that the most helpful thing has been for me has been the availability of interlibrary loan, so that I know that wherever I am, I don't have to be at the Library of Congress to read a book or to get an article. And the speed with which the interlibrary loan service works is just phenomenal. And so that's one of the ways. But also, you know, our library in particular has a wonderful dedicated staff of people who are assigned individually to different departments. And so the person who's assigned to my field is Olivia Reinauer, and whatever I need, she helps me with. And I am, you know, eternally grateful to the people in the library.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for your entire conversation today. Legalizing Identities, Becoming Black or Indian in Brazil's Northeast is available in Boatwright Library, and it's on sale in the University Bookstore.
You've been listening to podcasts at Boatwright from the University of Richmond. Your host was Lucretia McCulley, and our guest today was Dr. Jan French. Podcast editing and production was performed by Andy Morton. Visit Boatwright Library on the web at library.richmond.edu.